Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. And I hope that you're happy to be listening. I would like to thank all of my listeners, all of my followers, all the ones that give me so much support. And as for the Snoopers, there's a special place below the earth for you. Let's go into our show. We always start off with real talk. Yes, I will be giving conjure tips today. And anyone that I see fit, I will put them on air to answer questions. Real talk. You know, most of our children are very helpful, very sweet in situations. But they tend to get used, and it's usually by family members. Let's say your child is going to your father's house to help out with things there. Dealing, you know, it could be another baby there, elderly person there. You know, I'm just giving examples. Okay, they're happy to be helping, but at the same time, they are being used. But when things don't go the other person's way, then harsh things are said and done. So this message is, do not use children or anyone else for your personal gain when you could do these things yourself. See, there is a conjure tip for a situation like that, because you do not mess with God's children. Second thing, I'm moving to something else. The second thing is boasting, bragging. And I'm not talking about bragging on a car, a clothes. It is a material thing I'm about to bring up. I talk about enemies, neighbors all the time. Well, we're all neighbors, if you think about it. But you're boasting because you're doing dirty work. You don't have good sense to start with. Now, think about it. The person doesn't have good sense to start with, but they are boasting. They boast about the smallest thing. Oh, their cable, please. A knick-knack, a cracker, they're boasting on it. But while they're doing evil things, probably trying to make somebody else move because the big fish, and the big fish is the person that's trying to work it, told them to throw things at the neighbors or the enemies of theirs, so they think, and make them move. Well, how about this? God has a way of making things happen. See, these people have been sought after for years and years, and nothing has happened yet. And everything is just hitting the fan for this villain, this bad villain. Everything's going bad in the house. Everything is going bad under the house. And now you have to leave. But the villain kicks at the innocent. Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing that. Well, what does it look like now, idiots? You are gone. See, that's by Hearst or U-Haul when you mess with this stuff. Which leads me into offerings after I finish talking about real talk. Real talk. When you have taken all that you can take, there are many pressures in the world. And you just sit back and you try to keep the peace. But when you are pushed to that limit, you're going to strike out. Sometimes we say and do things that we don't want to do. And I tell you, don't feel bad about it because it was inside. You should not keep things inside. It is not good for you. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your anointing. Most of the people like this are Christian people, people that's trying to live their life for God, go in a new direction. It's not good to hold things inside. There was a breakthrough with someone who has taken all that, and now the word is, I plead the blood of Jesus on you. The blood of Jesus on you, Satan. Being that spiritual work had been done, they were holding things back. Well, they're finally letting it out, and the one that's doing all the picking, nagging, and talking, they can't stand the word, pleading the blood of Jesus. And I want to go into that just a little bit. When you plead the blood of Jesus on somebody, you're not trying to make someone sick. You're not trying to hurt anyone. You're asking God to fix it. You're asking God to remove Satan out of your way. Satan can come to you through neighbor, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. Oh, gracious, it can come to you through a dog. It can come to you through your boyfriend, fiance, husband, anything. And you get fed up. See, sometimes when you plead the blood of, and God knows what this person is doing to you and the path that you're trying to take, something is going to happen to the aggressor, the one that's coming with the trouble, the one that the devil possessed to do this. See, Satan can only do this if you let him. If you let him lead you out there, then yes, you're in danger. Because Satan is going to leave you hanging high and dry. There's no false words here. I speak things easily so everyone can understand. I'm not going to use any big words. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, because I listen to people every day with different things, and some of them have so much on their plate, it's like they're about to burst. And that's a part of being a worker. You listen to your client. Listen to them. It's not always you knowing everything, the situation. No, listen to them. Because sometimes they need you. The client needs you to listen. You can tell when someone needs you to listen. You can tell when everything is so built up that nothing else can be taken. These are the words I was meaning to say today. But I tell you what, if you are one of those people who's constantly picking and prodding and trying to put your mouth on somebody, and when I say that, speak negativity, speak ill will, bad luck, evil, all of that on someone, you're going to get what you deserve. Either way, that needed to be heard today. Okay, let's ease into a little ponder. Instead of jumping into ponder, you know, this is an easy thing to do. If you are with someone, friend, family, or whatever, please watch it. If every time you go somewhere, something happens, and you're with this person, open your eyes. You open your eyes wide. Okay, sit back and think. All right, before I started hanging around with person A, How are things with me? Still going good. That's a one. Okay. Test it out. Just go along with it. 1 or 2 days, a few hours. If things keep happening and you're not getting anything accomplished, you're held back from what you are supposed to do, then everyone, you need to get rid of that baggage. And I mean get rid of it quick. Because that person is going to bring you down. Satan sent that person. That person was a weak vessel that let evil in. You know, when you're trying to do your best, Satan tries to stop you. Now, what this has to do with Conder, we're talking about protection. Protection from all. Protection from negativity, bad luck, ill will, voodoo, hoodoo, witchcraft, Satanism, demonology, oh, Santeria. Yes, there is a good and bad to everything. Shamanism. So, I mean, it's easy to protect yourself. You have to put your mind into everything that you do. When you are trying to practice conjure, and I know some of you do it and do not have a worker aboard, which is the wrong thing, but if you are doing it, let's say we're going to go to offering. Most things include offerings. Do you think you just go and lay the offerings down? Let's say that you're supposed to leave an offering by a tree. And sometimes that does happen. It depends on the deity that you are calling on. You don't just go and lay it there and leave and expect something to happen. There are several things that you have to do before you give an offering. There are things that you may have to say when you go to give that offering. Many people wonder why their conjure did not have any effect. It's because you did it the wrong way. When there is an offering, example, if you have to go to the graveyard, which I wouldn't advise anybody to go if they don't have a worker, but if you have to go, there are things to be said. Example, this is only an example. This is not a conjure tip. Let's say you go to the left side of the grave and you're asking for what you want and you put it down. That's the wrong way. You are supposed to communicate with the spirit. And if you're truly in tune, you will be led to the grave that you are supposed to go to. And as for the dirt collectors, you do not collect dirt from all graves. Some people go to about 10 to 15 graves to collect dirt to use it for all different purposes. There are certain spirits you have to go to for certain things. It's not as easy, oh, I'm going over here, I'm going over there. You don't know what you're bringing, and you don't know what they liked in life. You will be led. If you are truly into this, your worker has sent you out there, even if we have to go out there, we'll be led to who we need to go to. Well, with us, we know where to go and who to go to. But I'm just giving you that warning about this black magic that you are trying to do. This is not a thing to tamper with on your own. So I would like for you to think about that. That's a hard subject for me because there are so many that have gotten hurt behind ignorance. It is ignorance to go and put your life in danger like that. See, the person that you heard this from didn't tell you there was danger. And someone asked me a question about something that's buried, and the person has died. Well, if there is buried money or jewelry or whatever, when you dig for that, you're supposed to have protection on you. You're supposed to have some sort of protection because a spirit, when you get to it, if it was someone that was using conjure, or if it was a work, there's a spirit that's going to approach you. If you can't look that spirit in the eye, it will kill you because you're not protected. And there is ceremonial magic that has to be done before you go out there or dig in that wall or whatever you're trying to do. People ask why I don't talk about birth sign and birth date, because that's something that's less important than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about saving your life if you're doing this. Now, example, you're trying to gain favor and dye your time. You collect everything. You collect your roots. You collect your oil. You collect the seal. Okay, you think the easiest thing to do is put it in a bag and wet it. No, it is not. There's incantations and other things that you have to do. And secrecy is the biggest thing. Now I'm going to go with actually working. Tell you to do, please do it. What we tell you to do, do it. Now, if we tell you, you need earth. Earth is dirt. We tell you where to get it from. And it's very rarely it's from that it's, you know, from a graveyard. But you have to do what we tell you to do. If you just throw this stuff in a bag and expect it to work, you have wasted your time and money. And that goes to buying occult supplies and just using them and not doing what you're supposed to do over them. Yes, prayers are done over them sometimes, incantation and other things. It's very dangerous to go about this alone. Favorite subject is voodoo. Voodoo is very powerful. There's different kinds of voodoo, different shades. Now, I think I've said a mouthful on that one. Different kinds and different shades of voodoo. Okay. Love spells, trying to control the opposite sex. I'm not going into the same sex. Well, I'll go into that too, because there's conjure done to control same-sex couples. So, when you're trying to control your partner and make them do things, guess what happens? When this wears off, if the worker does this, and you've done everything you said you're going to do, things are going well. Once this starts well, you're going to see a change overnight. They're going to hate you as much as they thought that they loved you because you took their free will away. It's not good to take someone's free will away. But if it's meant to be, then the majority, not some, but the majority of it will stick. Like two people that are meant to get married, yes, it's going to stick. And I would like to say this on love cases. Guess what? You are trying to do magic and conjure, trying to take someone's husband or take someone's wife. It is rarely going to work. You cannot do that. That was a union in front of God and several people. Now, if that person decides to come to you, then they are dirty. See, in marriage, The body is sacred. Once you step out of that marriage and give your body to someone else, you have messed up the whole marriage. And it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort to ever get that trust back. If you get it back, to get things back close to where they were, because it would never be where it was. And I'm giving you a lot of real talk. I say it partial conjure because we're talking about dangerous things. Black magic, poppy seeds inside of an image candle. Just say it's a man image candle. And you want the worst to happen to them. So whoever he's living with, and I'm not going to say that they're a couple, but two guys living together, trying to make it until they can get on their own. But you want to bust up that friendship. The pocket seat to put into the black image doll. And you are beating that doll. See, the wax is sealed in the head. But it takes a lot of beating on that doll to make those poppy seeds jump out. And once they fall out, then they are supposed to have confusion. Now, that's a conjure tip right there. But you need to consult a worker that will be happy to answer what to do with this before you even purchase anything like that. And I shouldn't even say it, the color, but if you're crazy enough to go and get that and put it in there and just beat it up, then go ahead. Like I said, this show is to educate and warn you of the things that may hurt you and give you information on the things that will help you. Now, we shall speak of other things. I spoke to you about thyme a long time ago. Those of you that don't have your thyme growing in your yard, get it. Okay, this is a safe thyme right in front of your house at the front door. It's better off to the right. If you want to do it on both sides, do it. Because as that thyme grow, you will see that your finances will grow. That is so simple. But don't use tap water on the thyme that you're growing. You're not going to use it. You're just going to collect it and dry it out and use it for another conjure. Okay, you get pure spring water. You can go get bottled water and water these plants. That and rain will make them grow very tall, very firm. That's what you want. You want them to grow. And as they grow, you plant more. And you're going to see that your finances will increase. Thyme seed or the little baby thyme plant is the offering that you give to the ground. And there is incantation and things that you have to do with yourself before you do this. That's if you're going for quick riches. But those of you that just need a breakthrough, something to come through, your finances to grow, you're taking time with it, this is what you do. Just go ahead and plant it. And you'll see that Queen Bee has given you a very helpful to help you. Now, we're going to talk about other things. Other things are teasing, picking. Do you know that we have adult bullies? You would think that bullies are in the schools, yes, but bullies are outside of the school, too. If you can't go to the store and teach, then something's wrong. No, wait a minute. I want to back up. Let's say that you frequent a grocery store or any kind of store regularly, and you're always seeing odd stuff at the registers, around the store,
It doesn't matter what color it is, red, green, blue. It can look like regular dirt, but it's always something there where you stand. Example, you have a so-called friend that goes there. But you know, every time you go, there's something there. But people tend to watch you when this mitochondria is going on. They tend to watch you. You're not the one that's putting it there. It's the other person putting it there. And they're putting it there to draw your luck, ruin your luck, ruin your life. You're tracking that back into your house. That's why I have mentioned cleansing many times. There's many ways to cleanse, but you're tracking it back in your home, and then disaster starts. When I say disasters, there's arguments, nothing going right. It seems that you can't keep anything. It seems that everything is breaking down around you, even your relationship with anyone in the household. So that's something that you could talk to your worker about if you have one. You have to get one when you run into these problems. You do not want to be hindered and held back the rest of your life. And this is true speaking. There's trouble with things like that, markings and drawings. You think it's graffiti that's being put on the pavement? You think it's graffiti that's on the brick building? Look at how weird it looks. Now, this is satanic work. Voodoo and Satanism, both of it together, both of them together. I'm sorry. You have to get help as soon as you can. There's a reason I brought this up. I did not think of bringing this up, but I do see this. I see this all the time. I've had people to tell me about it. And yes, there was a fix to it. Now, reversing, sending back, or just cleaning it up. Now, I'm going to tell you this once more. This is the last time that I'll ever tell you. You can clean this situation. You know who the enemies are. It would be best to reverse, which is send back, because they have done this to you, and if you don't do it, they're going to strike again even harder. And you don't want that. You don't want a back and forth thing all the time. We are here to help you. And we put our lives on the line. And I've heard of a great promotion today, which is confirmation of my work. Congratulations. You have worked so hard, and I'm happy for you. Management. Beautiful. You deserve it. So I'm at the end of the program, and I hope that all of you have enjoyed it, because I gave out some important things. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I hope that you enjoy your week. Oh, I love you all. And to my beautiful, beautiful family, my sister, nieces, and nephews, I love you truly. You know, you've gone through a lot. I love you, Mama, and good luck with everything. Until next week, goodbye.